Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit with me and Kramer Wetzel, my astrology buddy. He's here to follow up with predictions, and as we continue our predictions in the month of January. Welcome to the show, Kramer.
Hi there.
Gosh, you sound like you're down in a well, sweetie.
Must be on y'all's end. I'm not sure what it is.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. We will just do the very best we can. I'm sure the producer will let us know if we've got a problem. Tell people how to get a hold of you, Kramer. Your website, phone numbers, all that stuff.
Yeah, the easiest way to get a hold of me is always on the website, www.astrofish.net. That's A-S-T-R-O-F-I-S-H.net. You know, the whole fishnet thing going.
That's how I remember it, with the fishnet.
Yeah.
We will give that out periodically throughout the show, and in a few minutes I will give you the worldwide phone number as well as the combined number for the USA and Canada. So if you don't have a pencil or a pen handy, be sure and go grab those for you. As we go throughout the evening, we'll be giving you both information periodically. This, excuse me, we're in the Central Texas and the allergies have struck. I apologize.
Oh, did you see the picture?
No,
God, they're beautiful. The pictures of the pollen out in the hill country, it's fir, is what it is. Or cedar, I mean.
That's what attacks me.
Yeah, I always called it cedar fever, and that's a term I picked up someplace else. But I just love it because it talks about this sort of thing, you know? Your body thinks you're getting a cold.
It feels like it. The flu,
yeah.
A bad case of it if it gets out of hand, with fever and everything.
Yeah.
Terrible. It tends to settle in the roof of my mouth and in my throat. I just pray that it doesn't go into bronchitis every season. When I moved out of Austin for about 7 years, I did not have one whiff of allergy until I would drive closer to Austin. The closer I got to Austin, the more closed up I became. It's true. We are the allergy capital of the world. I swear we are. Okay, folks, surely you have your pens and your pencils by now. The worldwide phone number that you can call us, 1-877-489-6350. And if you live in the USA or Canada, you can call us on 1-888-288-4494. I'll give those to you periodically. This is an uninterrupted hour, so you have all hour long to call in for questions for Kramer or for me, but with having Kramer at your fingertips free of charge, I suggest that you spend your energy with him and let his astrology knowledge give you some information about your life for this year. What predictions do you want to look at for this year, Kramer? Which ones? Football, politics?
I'm still working. No, I'm not doing. my only political prediction is, you know, it's colored by my hope, and I've got like high hopes that Obama does something.
Oh, Obama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barack,
okay.
Whatever his name is, the nice gentleman that's. I like Hillary too. I don't care. I would love to have a female president. I'm not real big on her, but I'd love to have a female president.
It's going to be interesting. One of the astrologers at the predictions panel was looking at their birthday and all that sort of thing, Terry Walker, and she was saying, I can tell you who's not going to win, which I thought was interesting. That was an interesting take on using astrology to figure out.
Yeah, who'd she figure out wasn't going to win?
Yeah, or I would think to win, but she didn't go into that, and I thought, well, maybe you'd done some of the same stuff.
Who did she have that wasn't going to win?
Hillary, and she pretty much implied that what's his name?
Obama?
McCain. No.
And McCain?
Yeah, Obama and McCain would face off.
Yeah.
With, believe it or not, the Republicans going back in, although I have a real hard time believing that, but you never know, you know?
Stranger things have happened.
Boy, that's true. That is so true. We've got a whole year almost, and a lot's going to happen, I know, just between now and April.
Yeah.
A lot of information's going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see. What about football? Who's going to win what?
I live in Texas. I have no choice. We got the Cowboys going all the way.
All right. Do you really think they're going to do that?
I don't. You know, I can't make a rational. I can't make a rational comment about that. I live next door to one of those diehard. He bleeds silver and blue. Cowboy fans. Once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
And after living next door to him for so long, you know, I can't do anything but pick the Cowboys.
I'm not much of a football fan around here either. I kind of go for the underdog, whoever
yeah.
happens to be playing in whatever bowl game. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What's your favorite topic, Kramer? What do you want to share with us?
I'm still working on this little Pluto thing that we're dealing with right now.
Okay,
that's more fascinating than anything else. Yeah, Pluto's in Sagittarius, has been since I'd say about 93, 94, something like that. And it's fixing to change signs. Now, whether you call Pluto a planet, a dwarf planet, an asteroid, or a cartoon character, the people who have felt its impact know what it's like. All right? And at this point, it's about all the Sagittarius people I know at one time or another have been impacted by this, and they've felt its influence. It's a matter of, we got this going into Capricorn. It's going to be quite interesting. It's a big change. Big change, and it's symbolic of a big change on a planetary level, too, for all of us. And what the Capricorn stuff does is it deals with what we call karma. Karma is kind of dangerous to work with if you're an astrologer, because when you start talking about karma, one of the problems is that people start talking about karma when they can't actually, like, make any real predictions. They say, oh, it's karma. Yeah, whatever. You follow me on that?
Yeah, tell us what effect Pluto has. What's
Pluto
its energy?
Pluto is an agent of change.
Okay.
And there's an Indian deity that I really like using as an example. It's from the Indian cosmology, but it's the destroyer and the creator. Notice the order that goes in. Destroys, then creates.
It's almost like the death card in the tarot deck.
It's precisely like the death card.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean death, although at Pluto's hand I had a couple of near-death experiences, but that's not really what it's about. It's a time when you have a chance to make a transformation.
Yeah.
Transform.
So with it being in Sag,
mm-hmm.
all of the Sagittarians have been walked by it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now we're getting ready to go into
Capricorn. And well, the first impact you're going to see is going to be in Capricorn, of course. But the other place that we're going to see an impact is going to be in all the cardinal signs. The cardinal signs, let's refresh it and take it from the top. Okay, Aries is a cardinal sign. It's a fire sign. Then we've got Cancer. Cancer is a cardinal sign, and it's a water sign. Then we've got Libra. Libra is a cardinal sign. And it's an air sign. And finally, of course, we've got Capricorn as a cardinal sign, and that's the earth sign. So it's hitting the earth cardinal stuff. It's hitting the very foundation of the cardinal things that are going on when we're dealing with these elements. It's also only going to go up in this next 6 months. It's only going to go up to about 3 degrees of Capricorn. Now, that's where I get technical, and as soon as I start talking technical stuff, people, their little eyes just glaze over, and they go, but what does it mean?
Yeah.
It means the people that are born in the first part of those four signs, the December Capricorns, the March Aries, the June Cancers, and the September Libras. Those people are going to be impacted by this planet making a move. Or that particular point in your chart is going to be impacted by this planet as it moves at the end of this month. And it's one of those things that's kind of gradual. It's not a real profound impact all at once. You don't just wake up one day and go, I'm going to change everything about my life. It's where you get like that little buzz in the back of your head, and you go, I think I'm going to change something here, but I'm not sure what.
Even if it's your hairstyle, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hair color. Oh, one of my good friends is a hair colorist, you know. Perfect person to go see right now. Careful though. One of the things that would be real typical. And this happened to a friend of mine. He's a blonde guy, but he wanted to do the whole dye his hair black thing. Do the little for a robust Texan, the goth look just really doesn't cut it. Okay, I'm just saying. For somebody who spends a lot of time outdoor hunting and fishing, I don't think the goth look really is very appropriate for him. Anyway, that's what he wanted, and that's what he did. He dyed his blonde hair black. And I'm talking about this as an example because this is the sort of thing we would do under a Pluto-type influence. And if you dye your blonde hair black, let me explain. Once you go black, you never go back. You're not going to be able to just, like, rinse it off the next week and say, oh, I want to go back to being blonde. It doesn't that color doesn't strip out that easy. And I'm talking about hair color, but it's like making major changes in our life, and that can be a very major change. Making a major change and then saying, oh, I want to go back, and discovering you can't go back.
Be careful what you wish for kind of stuff.
Exactly.
The two of swords.
Careful what you wish for. It might come through.
Yeah, that two of swords in reverse, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Be careful what actions you take.
Mm-hmm. They have a little bit more permanent and long-lasting effect than you expect them to have.
Mm-hmm. While I'm thinking about it, our shows are archived, so if you're hearing something that you like and your friends can't join you this evening, you can go on bbsradio.com into the archives and look for Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, on the Station 2, and go into the archives, and you can hear this. It's available forever. Give us about a week to get it on the.
Get it posted as an MP3.
Yeah, get it posted. You know all that technical stuff. I don't, but the radio station is really good about keeping up with all this. They just have so much to keep up with. It usually takes about a week to get it done. Our worldwide number for Kramer Wetzel, my favorite astrologer, is 877-489-6350, and for the United States and Canada, we share a number, 1-888-288-4494. Call in. This is an uninterrupted hour, a little less than an hour now. Okay, Kramer, go ahead.
Well, I hadn't thought about the hair color as an example, but I think it's a perfect example of what we do with Pluto. You know, it's one of those things. I want to change something drastically. I had a client, and it, like I said, this is actually it's an old girlfriend, Virgo, if you have to know. Anyway, and she had decided, I had made a comment about black hair, so she decided she was going to dye her beautiful blonde hair black. And it had a kind of a disastrous effect because when she was a blonde, people noticed her, and when she dyed her hair black, it's like as if she disappeared.
She didn't look unusual anymore. Yeah.
It's like somebody turned the light switch off, or she just wasn't there. That's what she complained about. When she was blonde, she got attention. When she went to dark hair, she disappeared. Sometimes it's nice to disappear. Sometimes, though, that's not exactly the direction you want to take this. You know?
That's when you buy a wig.
Great
idea.
Play with wig colors. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a redhead that I dearly love. I remember working up in Dallas when she did this. Tall, stately, statuesque woman, and she still drinks and smokes, and I won't tell what her age is, but it's very impressive. Just let me leave it at that. And she once tipped her, she said something, she was two margaritas into a good buzz, and she said something, and I said something, and then she said, well, I just want to tip my hat to that person. And she lifted up the wig she had on. I about fell out of my chair.
You know, that was one of the readers from El Paso.
Yeah, exactly. I just tipped my hat to that person, and you know, it was perfect little punctuation. And you know, I went on and said, you know, I'm too lazy to like get up and do all this stuff to my hair every day. Just do a wig. I can wear it all week.
How will Pluto going into Sag affect our worldwide? Like our wars and all the illness and everything.
How about we look at what it did with information?
Okay.
Another favorite example. really particularly good. Look at some of the information that is available right now. Put my name in, Kramer Wessel, and Google it, okay? You'll not only get me, you'll get three different book publishers that have got books published by me. And there's also somebody who shares my name who had a sermon published back in the 1930s. While that sermon is no longer available, the information, the record alluding to that sermon is still available. Just a weird little thing that I know, okay? If you do the search, we've got untold amount of information that is available now. That's part of Pluto being in Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius. We are the original sign of the open mouth, insert foot. Boom! That's just the way it is, you know? And you can argue with this stuff, but it's, you know, let's just go ahead and be true to ourselves. Open mouth. Let's see if I can get both these shoes in here. I like sandals now as much as possible because they're easier to chew on, but, you know, you get the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the Sagittarius, what we've had and what we've seen in this last year has been an explosion of information since the mid-90s. Matter of fact, about the same time Pluto first started going into Sagittarius for real is when we saw the birth of the World Wide Web. It had actually been around for a couple of years in one form or another, but it became more commonplace. And like I said, you can get the text to three of my books right now online just searching for it. Some of it is, I control some of the flow of information, but some of the information about me I do not control. It's just
out
there.
And it sounds like people are going to have to figure out if it's you or the other person.
No, well, at this point, most of the stuff on the web points to me, so I'm really not too worried about it. And the stuff that points to me is all accurate, so once again, I'm not worried about that. But I'm also an early adapter. I'm one of those people who thought information should be free and freely available. You know what it is. All you got to do is get in and look for it. It's right there. I wanted a recording of the famous expression, Elvis has left the building. You know, you go on to the World Wide Web and you can search it and you can find somebody who's got a Elvis has left the building. Not only can you find that, you can also find it in Latin.
Wow.
You know, these are just examples of
Kramer,
some of the stuff is really useful, and some of the stuff is absolutely as banal as possible.
Kramer, we have a caller in online, too.
Excellent.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, John. How are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Scott from Ohio.
Scott from Ohio.
Yes.
Thank
you
for calling. What questions or comment do you have for us?
I was just wondering what type of reading I could get information on my spiritual growth for this year.
What's your birthday? Uh-huh. What's your birthday?
9/29/58.
Stuck between
Don't scare
two worlds.
The man, Kramer.
No, you're stuck between two worlds. You got one foot in one world and one foot in another world, and it's kind of hard to. It didn't leave you a whole lot left over for the present. The spiritual growth is what I would concentrate on because you're going to have something that's going to open up. I also think that you're going to go in a slightly different direction. All right? When I talk about that, it's like, let's say you were studying the Tibetan school of something.
Yes.
And then you discovered you like the Buddhist school better.
Okay.
To me, they're similar, but they're not the same.
Okay.
And I like something like that for you, where you pursue one particular avenue and it doesn't quite work, so you jump into another one. But they sort of dovetail and they match.
Right.
It's going on over the next 6 months.
How is this Pluto shift going to affect him?
Well, once again, he's a September Libra, and so that's going to be kind of an impact on him. You've already gone through some of your Pluto transformations. A couple of years ago, you had Pluto square Pluto. That doesn't mean a lot to you. It means something to me because it's a transformation point. They used to call it a midlife crisis. You can call it what you want. I think of it as a point where we transform.
Yeah, an impact on my job.
Yeah. And it's time to get you on a little bit more correct path, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a shake-up. You can make this easier, you can make it difficult. And if you're like most humans, what you do is you tend to make it difficult at first.
Why do we do that to ourselves? Did you have another? Does that answer your question, Scott?
Yes, I suppose. I was just trying to see if he could give me some directions, since I am searching and just wondering.
One of the things that I really like is dealing with different kinds of symbolism.
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of religions all point to the same truth.
Okay.
And I'm being who I am. I look for the common elements, not the elements where they're separate.
Okay.
And when you're talking about some of the spiritual stuff, it start looking for the common elements. Figuring out what it is that you want. You're part of a transition group.
Yes.
Well, you're theoretically a boomer, but you're not really.
Right.
And so you're part of a transition group, and you know you're one of the first people of the group that's coming along, going, we've made a mess, and we have to clean this up somewhat, don't we? And what can I do individually to help?
Right.
And sometimes it's not like big things; it's little things.
I work with sacred geometry and ley lines.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, have you always worked with that?
No, not always. Just
Did it have to hit you in the head?
I'm very nature-oriented. It's just finding someone that can help teach me, and that was one of the reasons for calling you, to have more teachings, more enlightenment.
Yeah, I don't have somebody who can teach that. I work with a guy who I've got a client who is a water dowser out in West Texas.
Uh huh.
And his little side job is water dowsing, and he just does that kind of for fun. And his real job is he works on oil rigs. And
okay.
It's kind of funny because he's one of those guys that they sort of like. They turn to him like, are we going to hit oil with this in this spot or not?
Right.
And, you know, that's where his dowsing comes in, which is the same thing. I would look at some of the books on dowsing because you're on to something with the ley lines.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you have a particular group or someone that is already involved in that? Ley line healing?
No, but I would look at some of the sacred geometry stuff, and I would also get a hold of some of the ley line authors. The people that I had dealt with were published only in England, oddly enough.
Okay, yes.
They're a little more open to it over there, and don't ask me why.
Right.
I'm flipping through my book here to try to find. If you do, you have a computer, Scott?
Oh yeah.
Okay, go on. Well, believe it or not, I have people that don't these days. Go online. Have you done this? Have you gone online and just typed in ley line instruction, ley line teachings, or ley line groups?
Not that particular words. No.
May I suggest that you do that?
There's a huge wealth of information out there.
Yeah, there is.
The thing you want to do is like dig through some of the links and get to some of the buried stuff and look for the material that is just addressed to you. You're a Libra. It's easy for you to do. Your sun sign is Libra. This is easy for you to do where you're going to have to flip through a lot of pages.
Right.
It's better than the good old days when we had to like go through library books.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to flip through a lot of pages before you find something that's actually going to be, that's going to resonate with you. There's plenty of teachers.
Also,
it's better finding a teacher who speaks your language.
Call. I'm going to give her phone number out on the air here. This is a lady's name. Wind.
Okay.
W-I-N-D. Hughes.
Okay.
H-U-G-H-E-S. And I'm going to give you the last phone number that I have for her. 505.
Okay.
751-7161.
Okay.
Her.
Okay.
She's in
Albuquerque,
Powers, New Mexico, and she has a group called Sacred Grounds. She she's very much into the Mother Earth thing. Light, L-I-G-H-T, Streamers, Streamers.com, /, Wind, W-I-N-D, _, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, 5.mthtm. See if she's a good start for connection for what you're trying to do.
Okay.
Do what Kramer told you to do. Just put those words in the computer.
The other thing I would look for, and I guess you weren't aware of this, but when you're working with sacred geometry and ley lines, the people that I'm familiar with are dowsers.
Okay.
And
yeah.
There's a homespun wisdom that goes with the dowsing that you don't get with some of the ley line people don't want to admit it's the same thing.
Right.
There are some big dowsing groups out there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Huge groups that go around the United States doing exactly what Kramer was talking about, looking for water, looking for oil, looking.
Yeah. How many people have you seen using a pendulum? I think a couple of people that I know that people sitting on either side of me last weekend and this coming weekend, they use pendulums. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
I use them a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing.
I use a dowsing rod when I'm driving my automobile to just check lines every day.
Yeah.
So just for, you know, just to give some people out there some ideas to possibly, you know, and you need to have a fairly long dowsing rod. The short ones just react too quickly. Or if you have something that's like 24, 27 inches, it's a little slower and when you're driving, you know, 40, 50 mile an hour. And you get a little better reaction.
Yeah.
So
what are you doing with the information that you're gathering up? Are you keeping a journal? Do you have a website?
No, I don't have a website. What I'm doing is watching the ley lines change and watching at what times you can program into them when they clear them. They clear after a thunderstorm. That's a time that they open up. And you can put programs into them much easier. There's not as much information there because they've cleared. That's what I get.
Wow. Create a website and share this information.
Okay.
Let us know. Call back in or send me an email or send Kramer an email through his website. Let us know how you're doing and if we can help you get this information out there. I think it's going to become more and more important, especially this coming year.
All righty. I appreciate you guys' help. And bless
you.
Thank
you so much.
Guys.
Thank you. Keep in touch.
Namaste. I will.
Have a great year. Ley lines and dowsing.
I love the point about the pendulums. You know, I've got a couple of those real nice pendulums that have got some sort of exotic mineral on one end and a got one that's actually got a very nicely handling tool Celtic handle on it with a little piece of moldavite in the top of it. And, you know, you can use anything for a pendulum when you're in a pinch.
Oh, yeah, a necklace. Anything.
Yeah.
I've done that lots of times.
Yeah. It's not nearly
as complicated.
Just have
to make sure. I'm sorry?
It's not nearly as complicated as I'll have you believe.
No, it isn't. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Kramer Wetzel is with me this evening, my favorite astrologer. He's here to talk about lots of things, but he wanted to continue a conversation about Pluto being in Sag and moving into Capricorn, which we're doing. Our phone numbers, again, are worldwide, 877-489-6350. The U.S., United States, and Canada share a number, 1-888-288-4494. We have probably 30 minutes or so. Oh, yes, easily 30 minutes. Call us. It'll be uninterrupted. We don't have any advertisement. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Scott, for calling in from Ohio. We appreciate your time. Okay, Kramer, where did we leave off?
Talking about Pluto.
Okay.
Talking about change and drastic change and doing something permanent when you really want it meant to do something that wasn't quite so permanent. One of the big things I can help with is getting people to look a little bit farther than just the next 30 days, next 60 days. Put a little bit of a perspective on some of the material that they're facing right now. I've watched people who go, I just lost my job. What do I do? Well, you need income. What you do is you start looking for work someplace else. Wouldn't that be right?
So keep your actions on a short leash is what
yeah.
you're suggesting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Immediate and short leash.
Yeah. I warn about it's what seems like a really big issue today might not be that big of an issue tomorrow.
Boy, thank you for saying that. I think that's important for our folks to hear.
Yeah, this is why it's helpful to have somebody who can remember what it's like to have Pluto frying on top of him. Because I go back to a particular time, and it's where I had to marshal. This is when I had Pluto right on me, and I was in a tough business situation. I was particularly irritable with somebody who controlled a paycheck for me, and I wanted to jump up and down and threaten lawyers and, you know, demand my rights and everything else like that. And what I did instead was just go, this is a uninformed person who lives in another part of the country. And she also thought she was dealing with some yahoo from Texas, some backwards individual from Texas. That's a nice way I can put it.
Yeah.
And I was quite irritable, but I didn't act on it. I didn't blow up at this person. I kept it civil. At one point, this person said, well, what are you going to do, sue me? And I didn't say, yes, that's what I'm going to do, but of course, that's what I thought. I bit my tongue, so to speak. Didn't really bite my tongue because that would have hurt a lot. But I ranted and raved, but I kept my outward cool, my outward calm. And while I was penny foolish, I was dollar wise. In the short term, I lost a couple hundred dollars. In the long term, I wound up making several thousand. It's jump change to some people, but it's a good example of how to properly deal with with a Pluto experience, and what the fallout from that was, and what the long run material was. And it's like, even though I felt like blowing up, I didn't internalize it, but I didn't speak my mind to the person who was really irritating me.
Is Pluto in a sign typically for so many years?
It's in a sign anywhere from 12 to 35 years. It takes 249, 250 years to go all the way around planet Earth. All the way around the sun. It takes up to 250 years to go all the way around the sun. And it's so far off the same plane that we're on, it's up to 20 degrees off the ecliptic, that when it lines up, when we say that it lines up, sometimes it lines up and sometimes it doesn't. It depends on where we are in our orbit compared to it. And now we get into some technical stuff that makes most people's eyes glaze over when I start talking about it, so I sort of skip it and just say, this is why sometimes you really feel its effect and sometimes you don't.
Some people could live their entire life under Pluto's influence.
No.
Sounds like I've lived about half of mine under it.
No, darling, you haven't. You're a Leo, and you have to embrace what it is that you are. Now, you just got done having Saturn on you, but you also paid attention when you had Saturn on you, didn't you?
Did I?
No, I think so. I'm pretty sure. You worked hard and expected very little return.
Well, yep, then we can say that.
Mm-hmm. But you're now starting to see some of this stuff come to fruition. aren't you?
That's good, yes. Yes.
You're starting to see that you put a lot of time and a lot of energy in a couple of different projects, and some of these projects are getting to the point where they could pay off.
I hope so. Even with just the accomplishment of having them done.
Yeah.
Of course, I would like to have something out of it, but at least I can say it's finished. They are finished. The parts are finished. Now we have to put it together. Yeah, I'm feeling good about 08. Personally, I'm feeling good about 08. Professionally, I'm feeling good about 08. The manifestation number, it adds up to 1, so
yeah,
opportunity for a lot of new beginnings.
That's what I'm glad about. Time for a change, and we've got changes brewing.
Yeah.
There's one thing, and I haven't looked at his particular astrology chart because, frankly, I didn't have the information at hand. But there's one thing that I found kind of interesting. There's an analogy with Pluto going into Capricorn. The last time Pluto was in Capricorn, way back when, has to go back to the Tudors in England, all right? There was a regime change in a big way, but it didn't happen for a while, and there was a big Protestant-Catholic fight. All right.
Protestant-Catholic fight.
Yeah,
okay.
We're both on the same. For now, for all intents and purposes, we're all basically on the same side. Doesn't matter. But there was a big fight about it at the time. Or if you weren't part of the right religion, you'd get your head chopped off.
It reminds me of the things that happened in Ireland.
Yeah. But we've got the same thing that's going on. I wouldn't be surprised to find the Baptist minister making it to the presidency.
You know, me
that's
either.
That's scary, but, you know, or it's scary for me because I believe we're not paying attention to the separation of church and state.
That's going to be a big topic this summer.
Yeah.
Religion and politics is going to be a big, big topic. Mark my word.
Yeah.
It's going to get, I'm afraid, a little nasty.
Well, and one of the the messages of the new age is that we develop a one-on-one relationship with what it is that we believe in.
That's been said.
A famous Sagittarius from almost a century and a half ago once said, you know, more and more people are turning away from religion and going back to God.
I've always thought of the word, and I have to remember my grandfather was a Baptist preacher.
Yeah.
And my little grandmother was a little Catholic lady, so, and we had tarot cards and everything else all over the house. So it was an interesting little household. But I've always equated religion with a structure. I've never necessarily considered religion with spirituality or God. Religion was where we went to talk to God. Except my grandfather also taught me that you can talk to God by hugging a tree or just sitting down in your living room. You didn't have to go to a structure.
Yeah.
So I think more and more people are beginning to look at it, to look at the word religion and ask what that means to them. And I'm hearing people hesitate in interviews when they talk about religion, how they describe their religion or their view of what they think their religion is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are questioning more and more. At least that's what I've seen the last couple of years.
I think it's good.
Yeah, we need to question any kind of authority, religious, political,
mm-hmm.
local, anything. We need to question it at least, understand why the authority is there, and if it needs to be changed.
Yeah.
And we are in an election year. So there's going to be a lot of talk. Lord, we're hearing tons of the word change. We're all going to be so sick of that word before it's over with. I hope one of the candidates comes up with another word for change.
Yeah.
Check the thesaurus books, guys.
Something different.
Anyway.
Can you change the change now?
Change the change. Okay, what next?
Well, they're talking about a record number of voters are registering now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, more people are getting out to vote.
Well, here in Austin, they're going to have several locations for early voters.
Yeah.
Earlier, as soon as legally possible.
Yeah.
Because they're anticipating an overabundance. They want to make sure everybody gets their chance to vote before sundown.
Yeah.
That last day.
That's also good, though. It means the process, it means the system is working.
Yes.
Whether you
yes,
like
it
or not, it is working. And if you don't like it, you can change it.
As long as they keep it legal.
Yeah.
There was one fairly recent presidential election that got a lot of attention for hanging chads.
Yeah.
And still, there's still some people that question that vote. And always will.
Well, if we have an overwhelming number of people who vote, that'll help.
It will help. It will help.
One of my standard exhortations from my website is, I don't care who you vote for, just as long as you vote.
Just vote.
If you get don't out. Vote, you can't complain. Never
That's
mind
it.
That I'm a bleeding heart liberal.
This is Kramer Wetzel, astrologer. He's with Elaine Ireland, and we're both going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. You know, they tell me that it's the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. You know what? I believe them, considering the stats. Worldwide, your phone number to call in is 877-489-6350. U.S. and Canada, we share a number, 1-888-288-4494. We invite you to call in anytime between now and 5 minutes until 9, and as often as you would like while we share this hour. Kramer, what else do you want to tell us about Pluto or anything else?
Yeah, we're talking about politics. One of the things that always bothers me is there are a number of astrology writers who will go back and analyze a situation after it has occurred and said, well, we should have seen that such and such was going on and this would happen. In the last presidential election, I voted for Kerry, along with 80% of my, approximately 80% of my precinct voted for Kerry. That was in South Austin, I might add. Out of that, 76% of the registered voters in my precinct voted. 80% of them voted for Kerry. Kerry's a Sagittarius, and at the time, he had Pluto conjunct his sun. From a personal perspective, him losing was probably one of the best things that could happen for him. But that's just from a personal perspective, okay? It's also an example of Pluto being a great agent of change. How would you like to have every little thing that you've ever done under the microscope that close?
No, thank you.
And one of the damning pieces of evidence that was flouted about so much was a picture of him with Jane Fonda at an anti-war rally. And it was a, frankly, manufactured piece of data.
Excuse me, that's part of what scares me about anything you see on television these days.
Yeah.
Is it real or not?
One of my favorite, and it's meant as a joke, one of my favorite ways of making that point is say, well, it must be true. I read it on a website someplace.
Used to be I read it in the paper.
Yeah. Well, There's a political situation that I'm party to here in town. I've got, like, the backstory on it. Well, I'm sleeping with one of the people who knows something, okay?
It's an inside joke, folks.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but I've watched how they've displayed this stuff on the news. And the way the news plays it and the way it's all been spun is very different from the actual story. I'm very close to one of the players, or one of the people who's they're making a decision that should be a decision based on merit, but they're having to, like, weigh political considerations and, you know, worry about saving trees and everything else when that's really not even a consideration. And watching how much that it gets spun out of control, or how even the local media has completely gone one-sided on the story. Once again, I've got an inside line on it, so I can see both sides. And it's not really that big of an issue. It just makes an interesting case in point when you can look at how the media spins something.
You know, and what's scary is that after it's been spun and it's out there, it's hard to get it back on track.
It's very hard to get it back on track. That happened in Austin too. This is a good story for Austin. Austin, the tree-hugging capital of everything. Austin came out against a particular pipeline that had been in place for a very long time, saying that they shouldn't use it because the pipeline was close to a school. The pipeline was in the ground, and there's three other pipelines in that right away, and one of them is currently pumping natural gas. And they were worried about bringing another pipeline online that was later. And he said, this is too close to a school. The school was built after the pipeline was there. They built the school knowing it was right next to a pipeline.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, and at the same time, while the city of Austin was fighting that pipeline, they were encouraging another pipeline. They tried to buy another pipeline that was natural gas to make sure that they had enough electricity. So they were saying one thing with one side and doing something else completely different. I sat back years ago. I dated a girl who had something to do with the pipeline, and that's how I knew some of the backhanded stuff about that.
And the sad thing about it is the public never really knows.
No, they went out and protested the pipeline, not realizing that there's another pipeline under the ground that's still pumping natural gas that's been there longer.
What happens with Pluto when it goes into Capricorn? What all are those folks going to feel?
What is Capricorn's going to feel?
Uh-huh.
There will be a profound sense of they need to change something.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Does that feeling intensify the longer Pluto is in its whatever sign it's in?
Yeah. And, for example, Pluto made three passes at a particular point in my chart, and at two of those passes, it really wasn't very much. On the third pass, it was very, very intense. And I found myself embroiled with a situation that I thought there was no escape from. You know? It was the end of the world.
And you wondered how you got yourself into it.
Yeah.
Or how you got into it.
Exactly.
Okay, so towards the tail end of Pluto being in whatever planet, whatever sign it's going to be in, that person is going to feel an uncontrollable need to change, or will it be, I'm not expressing myself.
No, it's not necessarily an uncontrollable need to change. The desire for change.
Desire for change. Okay.
And all I do is I try to I make recommendations about don't blow it up. You know, one of the most hazardous things to do is adopt the scorched earth policy. And that refers to a military maneuver where you go in and you don't leave anything alive.
Right.
I just try to suggest that, you know, maybe we want to maybe we want to talk this through one more time before we blow everything up.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
It's a good thing they took a second look during World War II before they blew up the Swarovski's factory.
Yeah.
Where they were making those binocular parts and had the ability to make the beautiful Swarovski crystals as well, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can we expect from this, when does it go into Capricorn? What are the dates on that?
January 25th through June and then back in November.
So it kind of zigzags?
Yeah, zigzags.
Mercury's
in
coming into direct.
After November, it'll be in for a while.
I'm sorry, say that again.
After November, you're going to make me get the book out?
No, that's okay. I think I skipped on your sentence.
I'm going to get the book out for you, honey.
Mercury's going retrograde in a couple of days. How is that going to, how are those two things going to affect each other?
It's going to give a good little punctuation to this.
Hmm.
We got Pluto's going to be in Capricorn through 2023.
Ugh.
So, you know, this is going to be long term. This is one of our big transition periods for good. look, we've made all this information available. Now that all this information is available, how do we use it in a productive way?
Right.
I think that's what part of what a lot of people are wrestling with.
Well, this is a year of change, and this comes in as change. Pluto's change.
Oh, yeah.
And yet Mercury slows everything down.
Oh, Mercury's going to be retrograde in three different air signs this year, and it's just going to slow our thinking down where we have to go back and reassess what decisions we've made and were they correct. Or was there something faulty in our analysis? If A equals B and B equals C, then F equals Z, right? A equals B, B equals C, F. I don't get the connection here.
No. But what you're saying is that we get opportunity for do-overs.
Yeah. I love do-overs.
Okay.
Do-overs are one of the most valuable things we can have in this lifetime. It's really nice when you got a girlfriend who will give you a do-over.
Be nice.
Oh, no. This is one of the secrets to a really good relationship.
That's true.
At me, she says, would you like to stop and think about a better way to say that?
Diplomacy.
Yeah.
Kindness.
One of my examples of this happened to, I had two friends, and they're both clients, but they were friends. Matter of fact, they were dating at one time. And the guy had told me that he really loved this woman, and that he wanted to spend his life with her. He could really see, you know, spending his life and growing together as a couple. I saw the lady a couple days later, and she said, you know what that fool said to me? I said, no, what did he say to you? I expected something, you know, heartwarming, except by her tone of voice, obviously it wasn't. He said we could save money if we moved in together. Save money if we moved in together, and I want to spend my life with her, and I really love her. Two different messages completely.
Oh, are they ever?
Yeah. Needless to say, that relationship didn't work out so good.
Bless his heart.
He's learned since then not to make sure that what comes out is what he means to have come out, not to make sure the words match up a little bit better. Sounds like something I would say, but I'm a little bit wiser than that now.
Oh, Kramer, you're more romantic than that.
Having followed his mistake a time or two, yeah.
Okay, what are you finding in the book?
Oh, through 2023?
Oh, okay. That may be scary for some folks.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, folks,
this is Pluto's a gradual change. It doesn't... I have a telephone now that beeps me to remind me to be on the radio here, beeps me to remind me to be on the radio in El Paso next weekend. You know, I've got my appointments set for next weekend and clients I'm going to see. It does, like, also, it'll grab my email. I was text messaging my father earlier today. You know, doing all this sort of stuff with just a little phone. And I can remember when cell phones were those big bricks.
Yeah, they were huge with an antenna on them.
It was like $2 a minute to talk to anybody, so it had to be a really important call. Things have changed quite a bit. And some of these changes, we didn't even see them happening. They just sort of like snuck in, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I just... always, when I sit down and start doing a reading for somebody, I go, what's your email? I don't even bother like saying, do you have email? I assume that you do. I assume that you've got an email address, a postal address, and probably a phone address that I can reach you at. So there's at least three different ways I can get a hold of you, right?
One of the things that fascinates me is that we see these changes in sci-fi movies 20 years ago. Just day before yesterday,
yeah.
I was watching one of the morning shows, and they were at the Las Vegas Technology Convention
and
demonstrating a television screen that you used your fingers to move things around on. I saw that same setup in a science fiction movie, a space movie, I know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so did that imagination come first, or was it already being worked on, and we're just now getting it? And it was just a dream at that time.
All right.
Now, what effect
one,
did Pluto...
One more that's fun that'll go along with this. The book Neuromancer.
Say that again.
The book Neuromancer by William Gibson came out in 1984.
Yes.
Was written on a typewriter.
I know, that's scary, isn't it?
It's one of the crown jewels of the modern science fiction, because it brought out the whole cyber thing, the interweb. It predicted the interweb before it was the interweb.
Well, Jules Verne, look at everything he went through, the time machine. We're just moving so fast. With that in mind, is Pluto going to affect any of those sorts of things?
Moving fast? I think we're going to have to start looking at the question of at what cost.
Okay. Good comment.
I've got this great phone, but does it have a renewable battery? Or when I'm done with it in 2 years, do I just throw it away and it rots in some landfill someplace poisoning the groundwater? At what cost?
Well, now they're trying here in Austin, they're trying to get the garbage out of the landfills and use the garbage as fuel.
Yeah.
To operate city buildings. That's something that, what was it, Back to the Future? The guy dumped garbage in his car.
Yeah.
And off they went. I mean, they're talking about taking garbage out of landfills to do this. It's amazing. But I love what you said, but I think they're all trying to find some way that when you're through with things like that, there's a way to recycle it. You know, they're using computer parts now as part of our highway.
Yeah.
We're driving on them, which is great. I mean, they're melting it down in some way, and it's becoming a product, another product. And everybody thought for years that that wouldn't happen. They'd be in some landfill or some warehouse just taking up space. This is Kramer Wetzel, astrologer. This is Elaine Ireland. We've been going global for spirit this evening. Have just a few minutes to call in, like two more minutes, if you want to ask him a question. That worldwide number is 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, please call in on 1-888-288-4494. You can find Kramer at... You say it, Kramer.
You can find me at www.astrofish.net. You know, ASTROFISH.net.
.net. That's
always
the best way to get a hold of me.
Fishing Guide to the Stars.
You do all kinds of charts, don't you? Tell public what you do.
If
I know what you do.
I don't do any kind of... I'm fond of newborn babies. I've got a great child report. It's not one that I wrote, but it's a great child report that I have for newborn babies. Other than that, the other thing that I really like doing are phone consultations, and I can do a chart on just about anything. If we've got a love interest that we're curious about, that happens to be one of my areas of specialty, where I can figure out whether you're going to work out or, for that matter, not work out. Kind of nice going in.
Business,
when to start a business, when to fold a business. No one to hold them, no one to fold them, and that's what the astrology card is about.
Do you ever work with stock market and that sort of thing for folks?
No, I haven't done stock market in a dozen years. I did a couple of really good predictions, and this one girl thought that I could just walk on water, and that's patently false. I think every time I try to walk across the swimming pool.
He's really good at what he does, folks. I have a lot of faith in astrology ability as well as his psychic ability. We have, but where are you going to be in the next couple of weeks, Kramer? You've got some travels to go to. Where are you going?
I will be in El Paso, lovely El Paso, Texas. When you're in El Paso, you're actually closer to L.A. than you are to Houston. How about that?
That's scary. That's what it is.
Yeah. I'll be in El Paso Saturday and Sunday on the Weekend after that, I will be in Austin. The weekend after that, I will be in Kerrville, Texas. They have the Holistic Rodeo going on.
Oh, that's fun. Well, check his website. The schedule's on his website with hotels and phone numbers and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
Do you take advanced appointments for when you're at fairs and such?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good to know. We're going to have to sign off. Thank you so much, Kramer, for being with me.
I love you.
I love having you here, sweetie. Thank you so much, folks. This has been Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit, with Kramer Wetzel on BBSRadio.com. Please join me again next week. We will have Kat Darden, psychic, doing predictions. Please get your questions ready. She'll be ready to answer them for you. And in the meantime, have a safe week, and don't forget to smile. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Kramer.
Thank you.